This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. You are tuned into the Curve Corner on Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and this is Noluthando Nkosi. And chilling with
Andile Kunene, half man, half amazing, cool as ice and twice as nice. And I ain't never had a bad day in my damn life.
Oh my, this title gets longer longer.
I'm gonna add an extra line next week.
So there's a lot of excitement today. As I was driving into studio, I saw quite a few people in red and white. I see you in red and white yourself.
See, I'm in a red and white shirt.
Interesting. Yep. I'm not one to dress up as...
Why not?
You know, on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I had to wear a uniform at school on Valentine's Day. So, you know, now that I'm not in school anymore,
really?
I have to dress it up.
We normally had civvies on this day.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And then that's the cool day school. Where you'd dress up in...
Did you have to pay to dress
I know,
up
it was
in
the worst
civilian
thing.
Clothing?
Yeah,
it's like the worst thing, eh?
Pay to dress up in your own clothes.
It's corruption. That's where it starts. that's the beginning of corruption in this world.
So, excitement is in the air. I can see people are checking everyone walking in.
Yeah, of course. You know, because
you know, thinking
I'm,
maybe
I think
something
I'm expecting a little delivery.
Really?
I hope so. You know, we're on radio after all. We're the people that are supposed to be listening to us. They should send us some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. I'm not going to raise my hopes.
Send the love.
But thank you guys. So the guys got me a pack of chocolate. And yeah, thank you very much. It's so sweet. It's my first Valentine gift ever. So it's really sweet. And it's my favorite chocolate, which is good.
Yeah.
Because it would suck getting...
We listen.
It would suck getting something you actually don't like.
Like dark chocolate.
Yeah, because I hate dark chocolate.
Yeah, no, I know. Listen, so what's this... what do you think about this whole Valentine's Day thing? What's the etiquette on Valentine's? Because, I mean... We're human too, and we didn't get boxes of chocolates.
I don't think it's a guy thing to get girls gifts. You know what I mean? If that's what you're asking.
That's exactly what I'm asking.
I think it's a two-way thing.
Really?
So guys, I'll give you hugs now.
You see, this is...
The thing is, I've never really celebrated. You know what I mean? So I don't know what the etiquette is myself. So.
Okay. But generally speaking, what we see... I mean, I was... checking out social media all the way from last week.
Yeah.
And guys are nervous as hell talking oh my God, Valentine's Day is coming. So much pressure. I mean, I was feeling the pressure and I'm single as hell. But I was like, oh my God, Valentine's Day is coming. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't see women stressing out like that.
I think it's because women are expecting to receive things. But I know quite a few women that buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ones that buy are feminists.
Are we taking it there? Are we really taking it there?
It's a joke. Sorry, feminists. But I mean, you know, freedom, whatever, equality.
Yeah, but I mean, I know quite a lot of people that buy. And I think it's, listen, when you're in a relationship, you're not in a relationship alone. So
yeah,
buy the guy a gift.
What do you think happens on like anniversaries? Is it still expected once again that the guy must pay?
I mean
buy stuff, not necessarily pay.
Both of you must buy stuff. It's both of y'all's anniversary, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. It seems like there's this underlying thing that it's just the guy's
job
to buy.
No, I think no. We've been in this together for however long that we're celebrating.
Yeah.
So I must show as much gratitude as you're showing.
Okay.
Through the gift, and I think things like this have to be discussed, right?
Yeah.
It needs to be a. Where do you believe in Valentine's? Or do you expect one? Do you, you know?
Yeah.
I've always wanted one, but I've been with
a
people
Valentine's
that say...
Or a
relationship.
Yeah.
A Valentine's.
Okay.
I've been in a good amount of relationships.
It's crazy how popular this day is. That time it's based on a dead dude, right?
I know.
Like, there's a guy that died today, and all of a sudden... It's a day for love.
Yeah, well, I mean, someone spun it and turned it into what it is. So,
I don't know.
Hey, take the good.
Take the Pakistani route. They've
Pakistan
has banned Valentine's Day completely. So if you decide to have a flower or like even florists aren't selling things today. Because, yo, it's real out here. You know, you buy a flower, you go to jail. This is just how it goes here, eh?
It's really quite
crazy. Oh, look at who's here. Ayanda. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very special guest today. Miss Ayanda Gia from I Understand Music.
Hello, hello.
Hey, one of the most phenomenal phenomenal songstresses in the world. If y'all ain't heard, what you sleeping on? What you sleeping? You look so good.
I try. Thank you.
Oh my God.
You try.
I really do.
How you doing? How you doing?
Good. I love the hair.
Thank you. You know,
I'm stalking Mina? You. So.
Meluba Tuesday.
You know. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm excellent.
Yeah, that's good. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, it's good seeing you. It's been a while. You seem a little out of breath there.
Yes, I came running.
Oh, okay. We appreciate you running.
Yeah. What's up? So what's been going on? Why did I miss out so much?
No, okay. We're talking about Valentine's Day. Yeah. Do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
No.
No? Do you not celebrate it because you're single?
No, just in general.
Are you single?
Mm-hmm. Why am I single?
Are you single? Yeah.
It's complicated.
Okay. I like those kind of relationships.
No. It's not even a relationship. It literally is complicated.
Okay.
He stays in America and I'm here.
Okay.
So that's complicated. There's
so our show gets FaceTime. To America. You want to give him a shout out? Yeah. Hello, babe.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? I miss you.
Do you send him nudes?
No.
Oh. Just checking.
No, he's not that kind of guy. He's not.
What kind of guy is that?
What kind of guy is a nudes guy?
They said sending nudes to guys is like sending flowers to girls. It's exactly the same thing. So, you know.
It does the same thing.
Who comes up with these?
I don't know.
Hey, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that. But he's more... We're more of friends, I think.
Okay.
So that's why it's never really gotten to a point where we like... Nudes, you sexy thing. Okay. You, I want to see what
man.
You. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but that's I think nudes are weird.
I don't know about that.
No. Like, listen to why I'm saying they weird.
Okay.
So, like, hey guys, selfies are weird enough, ne? Because you go through when you take selfies, you have to number one go through 15 of those things just to make sure that you post
the perfect one. Yeah.
So now you're not just taking a selfie where you are clothed. Now you are naked.
It's a naked selfie.
So the angles are
so the angles
and the
all important.
And we won.
You know,
and like it's just weird. And
selfie
weird.
States.
And you know how girls get must. We try to get all our good sides. So it's you suck in here. And, you know,
pose, sit this way, make sure the ass come out. You know,
it's a lot, guys. I don't have the. Yeah.
Interesting. So today we're talking dream chasers.
Yeah. Okay.
And who better to talk to than Ayanda Gia? Hey.
Oh wow.
Miss Go Go Girl.
Yeah.
Hey. I think Anna's had a very interesting journey.
I think so. Really?
Coming from a graphic design background.
Listen to that, really?
Yeah. I mean, you're a graphic designer, right?
You studied
graphic design.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you find yourself in music. How does that transpire?
Well, initially I always wanted to do music. That was the most important thing to me was that I wanted to study. I actually wanted to major in vocal jazz.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And but then obviously, you know, things don't really work out the way you want them to.
Yeah.
So I did graphic design. Graphic design was like a second love. But I only fell in love with it after I started researching about it. I didn't really know much about what graphic design was. And after that, that's when I was like, oh, but this is actually really something I could do. What is a blessing about graphics was that it actually works together with what I initially wanted to do, which was music. So I kind of fused the two together now. So
it's
kind of like
well.
Killing two birds with one stone. So it is kind of working out for me. Yeah.
Now the move that you had to make from, did you work as a graphic designer?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now the move you had to make from the graphic design world into officially, I'm going to pursue my music now.
Right.
What was that a tough choice?
Not at all. In fact, if anything, as much as I had to, you know, it gets to a point where sometimes you need to choose. Mm-hmm. As much as I had to choose graphic design because I'm like, okay, 9 to 5, I can actually work and I'll know I'll have a stable standard income that comes in every month.
Yeah.
Sometimes these things don't choose you back.
You know what I mean?
So, so as much as I was at
life
9 to 5, I know.
Like, so you got fired is what you're telling
me. No, not even fired.
Oh, okay.
Not even fired. Like, I don't think it was called firing, but when someone tells you like, look, your work is great. Like, we don't even have a problem with you, but we know there's something more to you than what we are offering you here.
Okay.
So we want you to expand. So that was basically, and it happened to me more than once. That's when I knew that literally, you know what? I really need to do this music thing, man.
Yeah,
I have to. This is really me, you know.
So personally, I'm very happy that you decided to do music. I love your music.
Oh, I appreciate
it. It's absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Some people are sleeping on you. Actually.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It's fine.
I think you've got like one of the best voices in the world.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Like of all so time. Much. Thank not, you. Not just like now.
Oh, thank
but
you.
Yeah, I think it's really great.
Well, I really want to be more. This year, like I've, you know, everyone has a New Year resolution or you know what they want to do better this year. Mine wasn't really, it's not really one, but what I really want or what I feel is going to happen this year is that I'm really going to expand and actually do the most when it comes to my music, especially with the album.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm actually jumping into things that I've never done before.
That's cool.
I mean, I'm dancing now.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine? That's amazing.
Dude. To left feet, but hey, I have a teacher now, so it's not that bad.
I got myself a teacher.
I mean, I give lessons from time to time, so
what?
You know,
you do?
Don't do it.
Holla at a brother. Holla at a brother. I can teach you the nokwaja.
I trust you. You know, I trust you.
Yeah, Breeze was here 2 weeks ago teaching us the nokwaja.
The nokwaja. I can teach you the nokwaja.
Dance sensation.
Really?
Yeah.
I must learn. So you know, there's a lot that's coming up for me this year. I'm really excited about the album, guys. I'm nervous and excited at the same time because. I'm actually bridging into things I've, like I said, never done before. Even in genres, I'm kind of like playing around with genres and stuff. Yeah, sure. So it's going to be lovely.
The sky's the limit. I mean, you shouldn't be bound to
definitely.
One.
Yeah. So I'm trying to see how far I can go.
Now, you'll move into having your own record label. What spurred that on?
I guess experience from being with, being in a label, you know. The reason I actually decided to do my, well, rather get my own label was because of certain things I felt had to be done, or I have a certain way of doing things when it comes to my music. I'm sensitive about my ish, okay?
I'm an artist, so I'm sensitive about my shit.
I'm very sensitive about my ish, okay? So it's really important that I get to do what it is I want to do, you know? Because when it comes, it comes in a certain way and it has to be delivered in that particular way.
Yeah.
Otherwise it's void. Like it doesn't make any sense to not even me, you know? So I wasn't getting a lot of that when I was in a certain
the freedom to express the way you want
and,
it.
Yeah, and actually deliver it the way I know it has to be. You know? Sometimes they try to alter you. I mean they like you, so that's why they get you into their labels, you know?
Yeah.
But what happens is that they do try to alter you to a certain direction they want you to go to. But I personally believe that the reason they liked you in the first place was because there's something unique about you and they needed to let you grow within it and find yourself within it. So I felt that I needed that more than anything. For me, it wasn't really much about the fame. It was really more about the delivery of the music and people getting to decide if whether I was good enough with what it is I was doing or not. But either way, I still wanted to do me. You know what I mean?
So
that's why the label came about. So I decided, I understand music has to be something that I can actually finally do what I want to do.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. Yeah. Such an amazing play on words.
I understand.
I see what you did there.
So let's dial it back a bit. You grew up in a religious home.
Yes.
Seventh-day Adventist.
That's right.
Now, with the little knowledge I have of that church...
The very little knowledge.
I know there's a bomb
spicy.
Coming. What is it? Yeah, there's a bomb that's coming my way. I know. You know this. I just want to
understand the journey that you had to go through in order to create what is considered in the Seventh-day Adventist Church as secular music,
right?
Which goes against the supposed teachings of Miss Ellen
G. White. Right.
Yeah. How was that transition for you? And are you coping with it, or has it been tough? Has it been easy?
Of course, it wasn't really easy because sometimes it feels like you've been judged, or already they already labeled you as, you know,
an outsider.
Yeah.
Like you already been kicked to the curb. Like it's not even about you anymore. You know.
Sure.
So for me, it was a battle because I can't explain how important this is to me. I can't explain it even more, how important it is for me to do what it is that I'm doing, you know? And I feel that if it was wrong, I mean, it would have stopped a long time ago. I think God would have been like, no,
sure.
you know? Mm-hmm. So for every time when I wake up in the morning, I decide, look, I need to do this. If it's okay, then allow me the opportunity to actually do it. Mm. And these opportunities just keep coming. That's amazing. Clearly something is right,
you know.
Despite of what it is that we know about the church. Like, I'm not even talking bad about the church. I still, you know, like, look, it's always going to be a part of me. It's home for me, you know. I grew up that way. I mean, we sing at church, you know. That's where I learned how to sing, you know. We were taught that our vocal cords were our fundamental instrument. So I can't take that away from anything. But I learned that I really had to break away from the whole cycle, in a sense that I needed to finally, you know, be comfortable with what it is that I believe my calling is.
Yeah.
And despite of what everyone else thought about what it is I was doing, you know. So, yeah, it was kind of tricky. It was hard.
That's like your first obstacle.
Yeah, man, you know, I mean, I lost a lot of friends because of that, you know, so a lot of people were just like, no, we can't really, you know, you're not really part of us like that anymore, you know. So how do we even relate? And for me, I felt like it was beyond, and they may not understand yet, but I think eventually they would.
They will,
they will eventually.
Until they go through something.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things in life where we're not always going to be on the same playing field.
Absolutely.
You know, we're all going through our own different things in life, and you get to a point, because I mean, guys, the one thing that's constant about life is change.
True.
Yeah.
You know, and we forget that. We forget that people grow, and with every day you're learning new things, and you're never going to stay the same.
No.
But that's the beauty about it, you know. So, look, with all the friends that you lose along the way, I look at it as a blessing, because
I do too.
Those are the people that were going to weigh you down, you know.
Doubt myself more than anything.
Exactly.
Because for me, that's what they did. Like, for me, honestly, they made me feel like, me being an outsider, like, the, you know, inverted commas, me being an outsider is like, now I'm already lost because I'm not. So it did kind of, you know, it was kind of a fight, you know, and it was an emotional thing for me more than anything. But now, you know,
look at me now.
I'm comfortable in my own skin, you know, and I'm continuously doing what I do, and I feel like it is what I do is really purposeful.
Yeah, really
because not everyone is religious, and I feel like the reason I'm here is because there's some people who may not really understand, you know, the concept of love, you know, and how beautiful it is, how beautiful it feels, you know, within.
Sure.
So what I do, I actually bring that out of my music.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
when
yeah.
you listen to my music, you're like, wow, you know. In fact, if you really think about it, the whole concept of love, I mean, how God loves the world and how God had sacrificed himself, you know, to, you know, the whole situation, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with love. Like, if you love somebody, you're willing to do anything for. Do you see the reflection of the two?
Sure,
so you can't tell me what I do is wrong.
There we go.
You can't.
Now tell me.
You can't tell me.
Your parents,
they
must have played a very big role in this. I'm guessing. How did that go down with them? Because, you know, in black households, it's like, hey, just be an engineer, my baby.
Or a doctor.
Oh, my goodness.
How did that go down?
You've got a great voice, Nana, but
You know what my mother's fear more, the one thing that my mother feared the most was that she was afraid, and we had this talk where we actually sat down about it. You know, we had there was a moment when I decided that I was really going to do the whole music thing after the graphic design. I actually told her, I went home, I sat down with them and I said, you guys, look, I did graphic design. I know that's what you guys wanted me to do. You wanted me to be in a 9-to-5 situation, and I did that to make you happy.
Sure.
But now I want to be happy. It's my turn now. I've done everything you've asked me to. So I want to do what I want to do. And it wasn't easy for them to understand, especially mom. Mom was afraid that I would make it. That was her fear. Wow. I would make it in a sense that I would have to leave the country, or, you know, be abroad and travel a lot. And
which
already it's starting to happen.
Well, that's you're internationally recognized. Let's not forget that.
Amen to God.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So something's right. But, you know, for her, it was like, I guess because we have a very, very strong bond. So for her to see me, you know, kind of like pull away, not necessarily pull away from her particularly, but actually finally doing what it is that I'm content with and very happy with, you know, it kind of made her feel like at some point she'll forget to come back to me, you know, and it wasn't really the case. So the fights that we had,
that you're going
to
leave the nest,
you know what I mean? And not look back and do your own thing and forget about me, you know?
Yeah.
So it wasn't really about that, but she had to allow me to grow. So eventually when she allowed to let me do what I needed to do, she realized that in the midst of all of what I'm doing, I still have time for her. So she doesn't even have to worry about it, you know? So now she's very supportive of it. In fact, she'll call me like, yo, I just saw you on channel what or whatever, you know, channel whatnot. Yeah, so, you know, it was really hard. It was a rough patch. But the one person who was really consistent in terms of my decision was my dad. My dad's really cool. He's really chilled. Like, you know, he'll be like, okay, you know, you grown now. You know, you're still our baby. But you look, should you not, you know, succeed, or should you fail somewhere, just know we're still here. You know, that's the kind of father I have.
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Amazing. Now, there's this thing, you know, struggling artist. Because it's real,
It's a real thing.
You know,
it's a real thing.
Unless you come from a very rich family.
Absolutely.
So you come from a rich family?
I wish. No, I wish.
Oh, okay.
I wish.
So how is that? Because you're from Klerksdorp, right?
Right.
And now you have to come through to Joburg, because I doubt there's recording studios in Klerksdorp. I could be surprised, actually.
Ah, but wait, man.
I doubt. You know, if there was like something to throw at him, I would.
Unfortunately, you know, the perception that we get given about these smaller
towns
is that there's no facilities.
True. Yeah.
You know, there's no recording studios. There's no whatever.
I can tell you this about my city. My city has the most. We have a lot of talented people.
TK comes from your city.
You see what I'm
TK
saying?
TK from Klerksdorp.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't she stay a couple of houses away from you?
In fact, her uncles lived right like back opposite our house. I could actually jump the fence and go to their house.
Guys, don't judge me, but I thought TK was from like Nigeria or something.
Really?
For real,
skin tone, right?
Yeah, dark with a berry skin.
Yeah. but they features in like their family. They have got beautiful features. They look exotic.
She was amazing.
Absolutely. All of them, in fact. So no, we have a lot of talent in my city.
How was that? Because now you've broken, you know, you've had records that are number one in the country for a very long time. Not just like number one for this weekend and then next weekend we've forgotten about you. But I mean, you did the thing, you know, and you've broken records.
Thank you.
How has that translated for you from being a struggling artist to where you are now? How was that journey? How were you making songs when you didn't have money, when you quit your job as a graphic designer?
Well, at home, what my father did when I started to study graphic design was that they bought me a Mac, because we had to study. We had to learn on Macs at school.
Yes, sir.
As designers, they tell you that, you know, when you have a...
Nothing is better than,
you know. We were told that the Microsoft was the Antichrist. So we were like,
Microsoft is the Antichrist.
Windows.
Android.
Yeah, Windows. Antichrist. Don't even go there. You know,
so Windows. Yeah, Android.
All love for to them. You know what I mean? So when my very first year, they sacrificed everything to get me that PC. So I needed to pass. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, of course.
iMac, it's got what they call a GarageBand.
GarageBand.
Yes. So I sat on GarageBand all the time, recording my stuff and all the ideas I had.
Nice.
And recently I met friends from school.
Yeah.
Who also did the whole music thing. Mm. So they were like, no, we can, you know, for a favor, I do beats, you come through, I have a mic, I have a mini studio at home, we can record there. Sure. So that's how I started doing my music. Even my very first song I ever released, we actually recorded it in a little house, in a friend of mine's flat.
Okay.
And that's how it happened, you know, that's how it all started. So me as a struggling artist, that's where I started.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
So in this journey of yours of dream chasing, so the first step would just be start.
Look,
start where you
all
are.
All you need to do is just begin.
Yeah. Start where you are. Yeah, use what you have.
Use what you have, and everything will fall into place. Yeah. One thing after the other.
Because a lot of people have this notion that, oh no, I have to wait until everything's perfect. I need to have this amount of money.
Time waits for no one.
That's true.
No, it doesn't.
That's true.
So you need to, when you know you have it,
you know you got the juice.
You know you got the juice. You got to share your
juice.
You
got the liquid fruit.
Listen, you know, you got to do something about it. You know, somebody needs to taste it. So, you know,
I like that. Yeah. I like that because, like you're saying, a lot of people want to wait. There's a certain something that you need to wait for.
Yeah, yeah.
And we forget how much we have at our disposal.
True.
And I mean, exactly it's like powerful. What you're saying, the people that are around you who mm-hmm. are willing to help you.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just don't know how.
Right.
And they need that little guidance to say, and like we are throwing it, or you can do this, yeah. or you can do this.
So what's point number two? Surround yourself with the correct people.
But that's it.
Yeah, true. Yeah. You know, people that actually believe in you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to need that. You know, sometimes you're gonna get to a point where you just, you kind of doubt yourself, like really, you know, like it may look stagnant, like every move you make, is you're not moving, you know.
Sure.
It does get to that point, and it gets frustrating.
Mm. Sure.
But
sure.
You need those people around you to tell you that, you know, listen, you know you got what it takes. You're better than anyone I've ever heard before, so you're going to do this.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it together. I got you. You know, you need people like that around you. Definitely. Yeah.
So what's the your long-term goal in terms of your music and the record label itself? Because now having the record label is, you're not just an artist.
True.
You're a businesswoman now.
Right.
You know, and
I'm a musician all full round. Like, I'm really learning how to produce.
Okay.
That's amazing. In fact, the thing is, I've been a producer, vocally. I'm a vocal arranger now. So I've been vocal arranging a lot of stuff for, you know, a couple of artists. There's a song I wrote for another artist. That's my first song I've ever written for someone. I'm so excited about it.
You can't name them just yet?
No, not yet. I can give you a hint, though. Man. They did go to Idols, but they didn't make it.
Oh, no.
They didn't make it.
The ones that don't make it that actually make
those
it.
Are the
you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So
Shekinah.
So, I mean, and she's amazing, guys.
She's fantastic.
I really love her music. Yeah, she's unique. She's got a...
And she's sexy as hell.
Trust me.
So Lord. The aim is
See,
not to
I'm with
to
you
win.
On that one.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm so with you.
Yo, we can... I mean...
Hey.
We can do the thing, girl.
Trust me.
Yo, Shekinah.
Shout out to Shekinah on this Valentine's Day. They're showing you a lot of love.
We love you. We love your music.
No, she's stunning. Yeah. She's stunning. So now, the business side of it, do you have to go through like business courses or?
Well, no, with me, not definitely, not really, because I actually started my business in terms of my experience.
Yeah.
Because I started the whole, professionally, I started 2010.
Okay.
So I've had
a lot of experience.
Far, you know, so I'm really blessed to have a couple of people who are actually with me, partnering with me in my label, my producer specifically. So he helps me a lot. He's a sound engineer as well.
Okay.
So he actually studied the law, music law and everything. So he's more of like my guide in terms of my experiences and what he learned at school. So we actually work together in that sense.
That's absolutely
so
fantastic.
Far, so good. So good.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's fantastic. I'm very happy, you know, that there's people like you around to kind of inspire the rest of us, you know.
I appreciate those
people that have waited on a lot of things sometimes and go, oh, no, this needs to be perfect.
Okay. Procrastination.
Yeah. And I think it's just fear-based. You know.
Oh, fear can make you...
I'm just so afraid to fail.
Yeah, no, true. But you know what I learned about that? When I was afraid of failing, that's I didn't realize that I was sinking and I wasn't really actually learning or growing.
Yeah.
So it had to take me to fall.
Okay.
To be strong and learn and be more matured about what it is I'm doing.
And learn that you can get back up again.
Yeah, true. You know? Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Because in fact, falling is it's actually a blessing.
It's necessary.
It's
you gotta fail forward though.
Yeah. I mean imagine how many people who have made it in life famous people, despite not even in music, but in every
Anything.
Other career.
Yeah.
You know, how many times have they failed, you know?
Sure.
To getting to where they are, you know, so it's the same thing with all of us.
Sure.
We should never be afraid of fear. You know, fear is it's the worst enemy ever.
Nah.
It will doubt your power. You will doubt your power because of fear.
Yeah.
So don't do it.
Don't doubt your power.
No.
Your power.
No, don't do
live
it.
Live without fear.
Yeah.
And also don't think that you can't. I think one of the things that I really admire about you is that you didn't follow the known South African sound, if I can say it like that, you know, because
do Afro what is that thing?
Like, you know, there's South African
Afro soul.
There's South African sounds where
you are,
you know,
very spicy.
No, we're just telling the truth. We're telling it like it is.
I understand,
because it's like there's
tired of
there's
Afro
certain
soul,
things about South Africa where you're like, there's only three genres. That's all we can do.
Mm-hmm. These are the successful genres in this country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you threw caution to the wind and you were like, because you have your own sound. Like when a song comes on and it's a Nayanda Chia song, you're like,
yeah, you pick it up. Noma
Bangatini, I know this is, who this is. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Cool. Oh, wow.
And that's amazing because it's redefining normal, which is something that we pride ourselves on the show to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there's different ways to do things. You don't have to follow the mold constantly. You know?
I mean, you know what I think? We're all gifted in different ways. You know, there's a reason why we're all so different, you know, because we all kind of contribute, you know,
differently.
And that makes that's what makes us so beautiful. Yeah, and that's what makes us appreciate each other.
Yeah, sure.
So we can't be one dimension. It's impossible. You know,
life is going to be boring.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
I mean, you know, you wake up and you see the same thing all the time. Mm, it's going to be, you know, it is kind of it's kind of tiring, you know. Yeah. So it for me, it was really just, it wasn't to say no to Afropop or anything. It just wasn't me.
Sure.
You know, I just couldn't do it. I can't. I don't know. Yeah, I just.
But there's power in that. Do you know how many people do that just because that's how you get your in? And once you have your in.
But that's what we need to break away from.
You can change. Yeah.
That's exactly what we need to break away from. You
that's
know?
It. You don't because have to conform.
Yeah. Like, why is it that we have to now think that way? Like, no, you know. Which is why I had a problem with signing into a label, because some of them will be like, you know,
this is
you're great, you know, your voice is so amazing.
Gospel.
But lalela, ingatungatsi kancane
yabo. Just little.
You see, off rap. I understand you want to do R&B.
And we're with you. And
we're with
long
you.
Term.
You know, just you know, if you can just hoy a little venek, you are going to pop. Like, you're going to be amazing in this country. You know. Yeah, sure. And for me, it was beyond that. It wasn't just about the country. It was about the world. It was
there,
about,
you know, there you go.
High five,
you know what I mean? It was more about that. So it was bigger than what they were seeing. So that's why I felt like, no, if I'm going to stay, I'm going to be, you know, closed. I'm going to
be
in a
South
box.
African artist.
I don't want that. You know, I didn't want
you
that.
Be
I honestly
a global
did not
artist,
want that.
You'll just be
a
South African artist.
Even for me, like, it felt that way. Like, even in my vision, when I became a musician, when I knew it was not about South Africa, it was just not just about the country.
It's bigger than
it was bigger than that.
And
know?
I mean, hey guys, if you're just tuning in, we're not hating on Afropop musicians. We're not hating on
I am.
South African artists. That's Andy Le being spicy. But all we're saying is that when you get into this industry, you really have to have a bigger view. You need to have something greater that you're striving towards. South Africa only forms a certain part of this world, and we all belong to it, you know.
Right.
So,
hey
guys,
think the idea is,
and
just
the thing is, we're so
big.
Talented.
Think big, but that's
our country. We are so talented.
Yeah, yeah.
We have so many genres already, as it is.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, so come on, there's nothing wrong with
do
having
the damn thing.
You know,
what's this?
A little bit of difference. You know,
when you in I'm producing mode now. I'm creating music.
Okay. Right.
Right. Are you thinking about an entire body of work, or are you just thinking, I'm gonna do a single? Or is it, I need to tell a story, and the story is gonna be told over 8 tracks maybe, or 12, or what kind of process do you go to create your sound?
For me, I can't really say that I decide. It all has to come, you know.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how to explain it. It all has to come in a certain way. So if it's an album, it came that way as an album.
Okay.
So then we have to sit down and actually analyze as to how we're going to put it all together as an album.
Okay.
So it's not really me just waking up and I'm like, oh, I want to do an album today, and it's
all
going
right.
to be, you know, like, I understand, like, my album, my official album that's coming out this year.
To whom?
I understand.
Oh,
I understand. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I understand is literally, it just came as an album, as.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
fantastic.
Okay. Yeah. So that's basically how it works.
How many songs should we expect on that?
I wanted 10, but it may be more.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe more. Maybe.
Look, Chris Brown's got 45 songs on the album, so I mean,
I can do it too.
I mean, do your thing. I love Chris Brown.
Yeah, so I think about maybe 12, 13 songs. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can never stop writing. I mean,
that's it.
You know, you can never stop being inspired.
And
by
do
everything.
You think the consumer, the consumer has the propensity to listen to a full album now, or? Because Beyonce said some
Beyonce,
shit.
Yeah, Beyonce, a couple of, I mean, was like, people don't consume albums anymore. People consume music in tracks.
Download the single.
What's your feeling on that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think people do want to have a whole album. Like, people want to listen to the whole thing.
Like,
it's one thing to just have a song. That's great. Sure. You know? Yeah. But it's more like you were saying, it's all a story. So you want to hear, okay, so from this one song, where it all come from, you know? Aren't you curious in that sense? I mean, I am, you know? So that's why I want to buy an album. For an example, there's a song by Music Soulchild I heard on his new album, I Do. And I was like, where is this all coming from? Yes. And even he's nominated for a Grammy. What? You don't...
What?
Listen.
I'm clearly sleeping on...
yes, you are.
You know what the problem is, right?
What is
after Music Soulchild released It'll Be Fly, you know, B-U-D-D-Y. I love that album. After that album... Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Really? Oh, no. You need to go back.
For realsies?
Trust me. Okay. Believe me.
Oh, when we are Lasana.
Okay.
You just...
So basically...
throw people to the dogs and you're like...
So basically, should I just drop something?
No. Actually...
Is that how it is?
No, actually, you know what? I'll still play your old albums, but I will... on the realsies...
I can tell you this much about him.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
R. Kelly. I love R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I love R. Kelly. But then he did the snake mask. Movie Body Like a Snake.
When they go commercial.
Yeah, you know.
Deep commercial.
Basically, kind of for me, after Chocolate Factory, he lost me.
Okay.
Because pre Chocolate Factory, I was like, no R&B without the R.
Yeah.
But then after that it was a problem. And I love his music, right?
Yeah.
But I just can't listen to this new stuff of Move Your Body Like a Snake and maybe he'll come back.
It's your problem but change.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
No,
it's not. It's not. I listen to The Roots a lot, right? And from their first album to what they're doing now, completely different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to mentally say, listen, this is The Roots. I don't know what they're going to give me next.
Okay.
But I know it's going to be good. I just need to give it time and just listen.
Oh, but you can't do that with other children.
I can. I tried with R. Kelly and it was rubbish.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried.
I hear what you're saying, but Ndando. I disagree with it. Yeah, no.
Rubbish.
So, I hear what you're saying, but I mean, it's. I think we've been talking about change this entire morning and I think it's...
change is important,
I guess. And the truth is, in as much as he has a certain sound that you subscribe to, a certain R. Kelly sound that you subscribe to when it comes to R. Kelly, he's also a music producer that produces for other people whose songs you love but you love the songs.
That's a tricky situation.
And you would hate them if they came directly from him because you would say,
No, that's not R. Kelly.
Yeah, that's so not R. Kelly.
I disagree.
That's what it's sounding like right now.
I think if anyone sang Move Your Body Like a Snake, I'd still hate that damn song.
Just by the way, his last album was a trap album.
Yeah, was it dope?
Now.
That's what I'm saying. R. Kelly was a rapper before, right?
I remember before those days, he
was a rapper, right? And he changed.
Let's just say we're glad
he doesn't rap anymore.
From rapping to singing.
A homie lover friend is what I'm looking for. Yeah. I just love that song.
I think he's better of a singer.
Yeah, he really
he's amazing.
He just really understands music.
But he's had a lot of experience, so of course.
How many artists do you think you're going to have under your stable in the short term?
I don't
know. In the next 12 months.
Sign me. Sign me.
Are you looking to sign some new talent?
I can't say I'm ready, but you know, you never know when you're ready until it happens. So, I mean, I'm open to whoever.
I'll be your guinea pig. I just need a lot of autotune, but you know. You know.
We can work on that. We'll see. You know,
post production. You know?
Let's try one song. Time to see what happens.
Happy birthday.
I think let's save it for the album.
Okay, cool.
Let's save it for the album. Yeah.
No, that's all good. You know, that's all good.
Let's just scare people a bit.
Has your fame and success in the music industry affected relationships with guys?
Did you say fame?
Yeah, fame.
Oh my god!
You don't know that you are famous.
I think you're famous. Look,
even you are a celeb.
You're a celebrity.
Guys.
Yeah, you're fame.
I don't know. For me, I guess
one of those people.
Different...
When I take a picture, people go, "Oh my gosh, you're with energy," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, yeah."
I think we're gonna take pictures after this. I'm gonna post it on on Instagram.
Oh, you everywhere.
Look who ours know today.
Yeah. Oh wow, guys. I honestly, I think I have a different you know, a way of thinking of what fame is. So okay. That's why for me, when someone says you're famous,
you want to be Beyonce famous before you say you're famous.
No.
Okay.
No.
More than Beyonce? Jesus famous?
No. No. No, I don't know. I think famous is the word that I don't really like.
You don't like the word fame?
I think I don't like the word fame. What word? Or celebrity. Well known, then. I want to be iconic.
Hello. Oh. Hello.
Is that okay?
That's okay.
I want to be iconic.
I think there's a difference.
Honestly, for me, I may be wrong and I stand corrected. I think there's a difference between being famous and being iconic.
Uh-huh. Okay.
School us on the difference. I feel like famous is like anyone can be famous.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what you do.
Sure.
You can be famous. Sure. When you're iconic, there's a certain thing about you.
Hello, 16.
That is so distinct and unique that no one can ever try to what's the word?
Replicate.
Yeah, replicate or even imitate.
Yeah.
You know? If they want it, they need to see you do it.
Okay.
And they'll see it in you.
That's amazing.
That's who I want to be. I want to be that.
I think you're well on your way.
Yeah, thank you.
Like I said, you've got your own sound. I know when a jam is coming on.
Yeah.
Even before I hear the
voice. But I feel like you ran away from the question of the boys.
Yeah. So let's come back to the boys.
Oh, I did.
Tell us.
I really did.
Cause
I was hoping we were not going back there.
This is the curve corner. We don't throw things to the curve.
Literally, they go back to the curve. Yeah, like, okay.
Go back around that curve. And
it does kind of, which is why that's why I keep saying it's kind of complicated because for me, it's like, despite of what I do, I'm still a woman, you know? And I'm still Ayanda, you know? And, there's a normal side of me than what you see on TV, you know? So I want you to know that side of
that
me.
That side,
you know?
Yeah.
Like there's certain things, the weird things that I do that I want you to see and see if whether you like them or not, you know? Like and be cool with them. Like, okay, like you're weird, but I like you. You know what I mean? Like,
do you want people to remember that singing is your version of your 9 to 5? And that, do you think that's where people get it wrong? Because at the end of the
maybe
day,
we should think of it in that sense, you know. But it's actually, it's kind of tricky because it's not really a 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. It is actually my life. It's how I live.
Okay.
You know, it's the whole thing, you know. But I just don't want people to actually think of me as that's all it is, you know. So you want to be with me because you're fascinated with what it is I do, you know.
Okay.
There's more to me than just what
than
I do.
Just your work.
You know? And I get, so it's kind of tricky because, you know, you go on a date and then people figure it, because I never really tell them what I do. I never do, you know. If it's the first time we meet,
they saw you on TV.
You know? Social
so it's kind of
media.
Tricky now for me, you know, because I never know if whether you're really in it for, you know, the long run or you're in it because
so
you
find it
you like the whole
people.
Title of, ish, my girlfriend's Ayanda. You know Ayanda? Yeah. Go girl. That's my girl. But like, you know?
Tell me, if it's so, what's your ideal guy? What do you have that? Do you have, I know girls have lists.
Dark delicious.
I think it's every girl's fantasy to have a dark chocolate man. You know
I'm
mean?
Dark and chocolate.
Idris Elba.
I mean,
I'm dark and chocolate.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, yeah. I think so. I think it's every girl's fantasy. But for me, it was more of, if you can be my friend and if we can actually sit and actually, you know, conversate, like make love to my brain. I'm that kind of girl. Like,
it's mindset.
Like, yeah, it's,
we
like,
ain't gotta take our clothes off yet.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing I want. I want
play
to
some crazy.
I want, you know, like good conversation. Go out and have fun. Like, let's go, I don't know, hiking or something or a picnic and just chill and talk. Get to hiking know me more. Inside my head. Oh, I love activities like that. I love outdoors. I love it.
Sweat and stuff.
Yeah, I'm that girl.
I don't know. Anyways, so
that's so much. Hey?
Going back to what you don't appreciate in guys. So you find this ideal guy, né,
right,
who is all those things and what he does to my mind, guys, what he does to my mind. And then he turns out to be that's my girlfriend, Ayanda Chia. That is, do you know what I mean? Like he meets all the requirements, but then he's a show and tell.
Hi.
What does that mean?
Tied
for the relationship.
Oh.
Because I mean, listen, like, when you're in a relationship,
about it,
you're cringing.
Yeah, like,
because I mean, there's a certain aspect about being in a relationship where you want to show your person off. I don't know.
Yeah, that, true.
And I get that there's a time and place,
right?
But and
otherwise you're a side chick.
Otherwise, you're a side, because it must be very clear.
Yes.
Yeah. Because the other thing is,
because why are you hiding me? Yeah. Why are you hiding me?
Exactly. And I think the difference is when you realize that he's not doing it because he wants the fame. He's doing it because he really
is proud.
I don't think you are.
I haven't really experienced that genuineness of him saying,
because you didn't call me back, girl.
Like this.
I didn't call it.
Yeah, but we as girls do that a lot.
Yeah.
Do you appreciate being, I'm going to say ukshelwa, because what is that in English?
It's shellerizement.
Wow.
To be because it's
asked out.
It's not courted. To be asked out.
It's
in the middle of the street.
It's like a process of like, yo, what's up?
Yeah. And then you get, hello, my size.
Yeah.
It's almost like catcalling, but I mean.
But like a soft catcalling.
Hello, nice. What do you feel about that, Ayanda?
No. Hello, nice. My size, no. Guys.
Yeah, can we find other words?
Yeah, maybe.
Even hello is just fine.
Yeah, like, hey,
baby,
how you
girl.
Doing? Like,
baby girl.
No. Wait. No.
So do you, if this hot guy now walks up to you and he says my size, is he automatically just...
threw me off. I don't know. Because the thing is, look, you need to... I feel like every man needs to approach, if you're really into a woman, you have to have a very delicate way of approaching her, you know, especially like a sense of respect. Like you see her and you're like, ooh, okay, I really think she's so beautiful.
And don't just think you can step up to me. You must,
you know,
pull yourself towards yourself.
Exactly. Show me, because you know what I really find attractive is a man who would actually come up to me and be like, hey, Ayanda, how you doing? Or, hi, my name is, how you doing? I couldn't help but look at you when I was like, you know, not really that, but,
and not,
you know.
You've been running through my mind.
You know.
Tired? Your leg's
tired. Yeah, like that corny stuff. I don't really, you know, but just be yourself. Just be normal. Like, yo, hi, I'm sorry to just get up like here and just come up in front of you. I couldn't help but notice you when I was on the other side of the room.
Because
my name is, you know what I mean? My name is,
guys,
what's your name?
If you don't know how to approach a girl, that's really just like the 101 of it all.
No,
you
honestly, I feel
school.
Just
or,
be,
or approaching Ayanda.
Yeah, like approaching me. I'd rather have that than you try all these kind of corny.
But
good to
pick
up lines.
Like,
have you ever?
You just got me. I was like, God damn,
you
girl,
know
what I'm saying?
I get that. I mean, but it's stuff like. I mean, we always talk about how girls like things that they see in the movies, and look, I'm one of those girls because you know.
Yeah.
It's what you see, and sometimes you wish it would happen.
Yeah.
Like, have you been bought a drink at a place by a random stranger?
No.
Me too.
For realsies.
Like, I'm waiting for that day sitting in a place and then somebody and then the waiter goes,
it has never happened to me before.
No. And then the waiter goes, hi ma'am, the gentleman on the right just sent this to your
you
table.
Know?
I feel like you guys are lying.
I promise it has never happened.
I feel like maybe you received a Valentine's before, a Valentine's gift?
Never in my life.
You see, I am not
I promise you.
This is my first one.
Oh, that is so amazing. I'm happy for you.
The guys got me this. I've never had that. I'm turning 30 on Saturday.
Really?
And I have never received a single Valentine in my
life. In all your dating years?
In all my dating years, even
me
with the boyfriends who told
me
that flowers
die.
That's why
Valentine's Day is just an ordinary day for me. It's just, life just goes on. It's not that I hate it. I've never had
an experience. Because, I mean,
I've never had one.
What Andila's first question this morning was, what is the protocol of Valentine's Day?
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know, because I've never had someone to celebrate
you
with
mean,
me.
You mean same WhatsApp
so,
group.
I mean, so guys, yabana, and it's the 80s girls. You know how people think that the 80s girls are bokoko and everything that you can call us. Yes, we are old school and we appreciate all these things.
Trust me.
And guys, you must still do this stuff.
You know?
I mean, yesterday I was walking through the mall and I saw like grade 10s. I mean, how old are you when you're in grade 10? You're like 15, 14, whatever.
Yo.
And they're walking through the mall with flowers and I'm like, oh,
I bought flowers.
That's never happened to me.
I bought flowers and shit when I was in grade 10.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did all that stuff.
Nah.
Like, I'm a romantic.
The only time I received flowers was when I broke up with someone. And
for
I was like,
wow.
No, otherwise, my girlfriends buy me flowers. Aww.
But
me too. Like when I turned 30, my best friend bought me my favorite.
And they buy you the right flowers.
Yes, she knows my favorite flower.
What's your favorite flower?
I love calla lilies. They are my favorite.
Those are pretty.
Catalea.
Oh, I love them with all my heart. So she bought me the purple ones.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh man, I lost my everything. I was just gone. I was all right. Yeah. Okay. So Valentine's. See my best friend.
Boys,
she knows.
Step up to the plate.
Yeah. You know.
So yeah. I am this guy in America.
Yeah.
I think because we know you are getting this show.
The lilies.
Because you can podcast this show and you can watch it on YouTube.
Babe,
look.
Don't listen to them, babe.
Baby, listen.
Don't do it.
Babe, buy
listen
some flowers.
To me. Baby, listen. Listen. You know me, babe. You know me.
It's a trap, baby. You must listen. Buy her these flowers. Calla lilies, they must be purple.
Yes, get or black. Right. Have you seen the black ones? Yes. Oh, they're amazing.
Those are more exotic.
One last question.
Right.
In this entire journey that you've been on, how have you managed to stay focused and motivated on exactly what it is that you want to do?
Wow. I think it's also knowing that this is something that I have to do, or I've always known that it was a part of me, you know. Sometimes I don't even have to wake up and like, I have to do this. It's just natural for me to do it, you know. So I think that's what keeps me going, and that's what keeps me working so hard and pushing through it. So really it's not, it, let me put it this way, it does not feel like it's a job. Is that okay? It doesn't feel like it's a job. It feels like it's the air you breathe. You wake up and you're like, okay.
That must be the best feeling, you know, in the world, though.
Absolutely. So I can never trade that for anything.
What is your why? Why does Ayanda Gia sing?
It's a purpose. I sing because I believe a lot of people out there are going through a lot of things that can't really explain, or they can't really express, or they don't know how to deal with what it is that they're going through. And music seems to really, you know, help when it comes to, you know, the soul and emotional things that you go through.
Sure.
You know, so I believe the reason why I have to sing, or why I do sing, is because there's someone out there who may be going through something and they don't really know how to talk to someone about it, and it's eating them up on their own. So you listen to my music, you feel liberated. There's a solution to your problem. You keep moving. So that's why I sing.
Okay.
Yay. Yeah. Oh, we couldn't have closed the show off
the
better.
I love it.
Thank you.
That's our time, guys.
Thank you so much.
We need to have you back.
Yes.
Thank you so much for all the love, guys, on the Day of Love, the International Day of Love.
You know what it is.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Ushado, who asked for a shout out, and I keep my promises.
That's beautiful. That's lovely.
Guys, and happy Valentine's Day to those
who... everyone. Who celebrate?
Who celebrate? Who subscribe to the day?
If you didn't get anything,
if you didn't get anything, guys, it's 10 o'clock. You still have time to call whoever you need to call to drop something off, so you can get yourself something.
Netflorist is still open.
So there you go.
This is Andile Kunene, half man, half amazing, cool as ice and twice as nice.
Have you bought anyone flowers today, Andile?
Flowers die.
Ooh,
wow.
Yeah,
isn't he the one that was saying earlier?
No.
Okay.
And this is Nolutando Nkosi, and this has been The Curve Corner. Thank you so much for joining us.
This is CliffCentral.com.